Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Mem Hei, Nazir 45a, pagination is 89, will start on the facing page at the top of the Amud, Masnisen, a Mishnah. Our topic today is the shaving that the Nazir does. First, we'll do the Mishnah on the facing page, dealing with Teglachas Toma. When the Nazir becomes Tamei, then he has to shave and go through a ritual process and then begin his Nazirus again, because becoming corpse Toma puts him back to having to start his Nazirus again. And then in the Mishnah of today's daf, we'll discuss the Tiglachas of Taira when he makes it through the Nazirus properly, and there too there is a shaving that occurs as part of the final Karban process. So the Mishnah says, Tiglachas Tuma. If he's shaving because of Tuma, Ketzad, how does that work? Hayamaza b'shlishi uvashavi'i. He has to get sprinkled with the water from the Para Aduma on the third and seventh day of the process. Umegaleach b'shvi'i. And then he does his shaving on the seventh day. Umevi karbanos of bashmini. And he brings the karbanos on the eighth day. V'imgilach bashmini. If it turns out that he didn't get to shave until the eighth day, mevi karbanos of bo bayom divi Rabbi Akiva, he would be allowed to bring his karbanos on that very day. The eighth day, he can bring his karbanos, even if the shaving did not occur on the previous day. This is all discussing Tiglachas Tuma, the case where he's shaving because he became Tamei, and the shaving occurs first, and then he brings the karbanos. Let's move on to today's daf, Masnisen, about a quarter of the way down. Tiglachas HaTaira, when we're dealing with the shaving that occurs by a Nazir that successfully completed his Nazirus. He's tar, he's pure, he did it right. Ketzad, how does it work? Hayamevi Gimo Behemos, he brings three animals, Chatos, Ola, Ushlamin. He's bringing a Karban Chatos, he's bringing a Karban Ola. These two animals were lambs. The chatos is a female lamb. The ola is a male lamb. Ushlamim, and the shlamim was brought, was a ram. V'shochetes ha-shlamim, he would shech the shlamim. U'migaleach aleihem divei Rabbi Yehuda. And he brings chatos, ola, shlamim. And when he gets to the shlamim, at that time, that's when he did the shaving. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Rabbi Lozer says, Lo yimegaleach elo al hachatos, shachatos kodemes b'chomakom. The chatos comes first, and Rabbi Lozer holds that that's when he would be doing the shaving. We do not, the Rambam doesn't paskin like that. V'im gilach al achas mishlosh dan yotza. But if he did the shaving based on any one of the karbanos, he was fulfilling his obligation. He was Yotze. But the way the Rambam presents it is he does the Chatos, he does the Ola, he does the Shlamim, and linked with the Shlamim, as we'll see in the Gemara, is the shaving. One final statement from the Mishnah before we go on to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hevi gimo behemos velo pirash haru'uya lachat velo pirash. If a person brought three animals and he did not identify what they would be used for, so normally that would be a problem for us. We're not sure how to proceed. But over here by Nazirus, since the gender is different depending on the karban and the animal is different if it's a shlamim, so then, haru'uya l'chatas tikarev chatas, la'ola tikarev ola, l'shlamim tikarev shlamim. We simply take a look at the animal, and we know which purpose the Nazir was bringing this animal for. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan, we learned. V'gilach ha-nazir pesach o'el moed. The Pasuk says that the Nazir should shave by the opening of the o'el moed, of the inner sanctum of the area called Kodesh. B'shlamim ha-kosov medaber. It's talking about when he brings the shlamim. Shenemar, because the shlamim is referred to as v'shachato pesach o'el moed. It's shecht by the opening of the o'el moed. Ata omer b'shlamim ha-kosov medaber. You're telling me that it means to link it to the korban shlamim at that time. O einu ela pesach o'el moed mamish. Maybe it means that you should literally shave his hair in front of the kodesh, right there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the middle. Amrit, you need to think about that. Imkein derech bizoyon hu. That's disgraceful to the Beis HaMikdash to shave him right in the middle of everything. In fact, the Gemara says, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Lo sala b'malo sal mizbechi, that the Kohanim are not allowed to walk up with steps onto the Mizbeach because it would spread their legs too far. Kavachoma l'derech bizayon. If you're worried about that, certainly something that's directly disgraceful to give him his haircut in public of the Beis HaMikdash center stage, that is unacceptable, and therefore it was understood that when it says V'gilach ha-nazir Pesach o'el moed, it means at the time that the korban is being brought, Pesach o'el moed, the korban of shlamim, that's when he should do the shaving. And in fact, the Rambam points out that in the Ezras Nashim, in the courtyard that was further out in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room called Lishkas HaNazirim, the room for the Nazirim, and in that room, they would do this process at the time that the Shlamim was being brought. The Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel writes, Migaleach, the time that he's going to do this shaving, Pesach ha'azara pasuach, the opening to the azara is open, Shenema Pesach o'el moed, because it says by the opening of the o'el moed, and that's also why it's linked to the korban shlamim. Lo sheyigaleach keneged ha-pesach, not that you actually shave his hair by the doorway, shezebizoyon mikdash hu, because that's a disgrace to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather when it says Pesach o'el moed, it means that it should be open and that it's somehow linked to it. This is in some ways similar to the concept that we find by the Parah Aduma, that it was brought, its process, its ritual was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but it also had a link to the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, to the point that the Kohen would be doing his sprinkling in the direction of the Kodesh Kadashim, and he was able to see, the wall was configured in a way that he was able to see in to the O'el Moed. Again, a concept that not that it's actually happening in that place, but reference is being made to it because it is in some way linked. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.